Hey, everybody, you're back with Dave and Ed, and this is To the Death Podcast.
I
know, but I'm cutting you off. I want record scratch noise right here where I come in with something else. All right? It is Dave and Ed, but who really wants Ed? I want you guys to vote. This should just be the Dave podcast, right? Because nobody's here to listen to you. Your dad already says I'm the funny one. We all know I'm the handsome one, and I'm the lighter one.
You're lighter than me by literally 2.5 pounds.
Why do you have to put that in there? Nobody needs to know that I'm failing. By the way, I got a message from a good friend of ours. Text me, all right, that they're disappointed in how our weight loss challenge is really a lack of challenge.
What do you mean lack of challenge?
Because there's no challenge anymore, which is part of the reason that I've fallen
how
off.
How is there no challenge anymore?
Because before there was a winner. Now it's just like some arbitrary number that neither of us really care about.
First of all, the number's not arbitrary. It's 15% is a healthy person. That's why it's 15. And I'm still taking it very seriously. You're just saying
are
that because you're literally eating candy corn right now. I take this super seriously, and this is episode 31. We do have guests today.
Which we do have guests.
Yeah, can we mention them?
I wasn't done with you yet. I'm sorry, my mouth is full right now. I'm eating candy corn. Thank you, Jared.
I said that. You know, you press the button twice this episode, you're not going to hear it because I deleted it.
No, well, Tina asked for it. One of our guests asked for it.
I deleted it.
Well, you tell her that.
I'm not. She'll hear it. We have two guests today, Jess and Christina.
Why did you say Jess first? If you go in alphabetical order, it would be Christina, then Jess.
I like the flow.
Do you have a favorite?
I don't.
Are you sure?
I don't have a favorite. They do jujitsu differently, which is awesome. That's the beauty of jujitsu. Jess loves to pay attention to the details of it, the competition of it. Teeny Tina loves to do for fun, the community of it. She likes to get in shape with it. It's beautiful.
Is it beautiful?
You tell me. You don't like it?
No, I love it. I like the way that you were going. It's like you ran out of words, so you had to say it's beautiful.
It's wonderful.
You've been saying it a lot lately. It's beautiful.
I know.
You know what was beautiful today, Ed?
Go ahead.
The moves you showed in class.
Basic deep
beautiful.
Half guard.
Beautiful. Probably, I don't know, that last class that you taught with the Americana from Mount?
Americana?
Yeah, Americana to armbar.
When did I teach that? The last class I taught was regular half guard.
I know. I'm talking about...
What about it? What's so good about that class?
The technique and the details, so good between that class and this class, I can't pick a favorite. Which means that you're getting better if now I'm starting to compare classes. Before, every time it was just like, this class was better than your last class. But now, you're hitting like a plateau where all your classes are fantastic. And Ed is available for privates.
Yeah,
anyone that wants to improve your jiu-jitsu, you get an hour private with Ed. He will pick apart your game. He will show you what you're doing wrong, what you're doing right, and might even show you some half guard.
Might. I'm definitely showing you half guard because
we already talked about it. What if they don't want half guard? Butterfly
to
X.
I was very happy today because after I showed the moves, we practiced the moves from deep half guard where they go back and forth in deep half guard live, and that was good. But then John Stanley, who we mentioned in this episode, hits one of the sweeps that we went over that day. He found deep half guard and then he got on top, and that's my favorite thing in the world is when somebody gets it.
Can I tell you that John Stanley is a monster? He is slowly becoming a real handful.
Yeah. I like to make fun of him.
Oh, that's fine. Make fun of them. Make fun of me. Math is full of candy corn.
Yeah, but that speech you just gave about me, you'd give at the end of class now, and the way you preface it is by saying, Ed's okay at teaching. That's so condescending.
That's not what
I say.
Right,
no, no. That literally came out of your mouth.
Is okay in a group setting.
That's the same thing. No, but today you said Ed is okay at teaching class.
I didn't say okay at teaching.
Yes, you did.
I said okay at a group
Get the tape.
Setting. There's no audio.
That's by design, so I can't.
It might be by design. These are so good. Thank you, Jared.
I hate that you're chewing and eating right now.
I'm doing it on purpose.
I know you are. We also have a sponsor.
That I found.
No, I found them.
Thank you, my friend, my good buddy, Samir.
No, Samir's my buddy. Dr. Dave has a message. I got to scroll all the way up now. Okay, we're This is from Dr. Dave.
This message is brought to you by Ground Game Physiotherapy.
Yeah, that's the first sentence. Nice. Ground Game was started by this guy, David Zwoboda, who is a doctor of physical therapy, a strength coach, and a BJJ practitioner. The truth is, most PT clinics are pretty crappy. Come on, Dr.
Can I tell you, this is already too long?
You can't say crappy. And most
He's
doctors...
starting his advertisement by dissing everybody else.
Yeah. Most PT clinics are pretty crappy. That's a hard burn. And most doctors don't even know what our sport is. Well, that's true to an extent. So David designed something completely different to serve the grappling community. What a generous guy. If you are looking to boost your performance on the mats, get over nagging aches and pains, or prevent injuries from occurring in the first place, Ground Game Physio was meant for you. Ed, Dave, what is this? Ed, Dave in parentheses, and I trust. Oh, you was thinking you were going to read this. I am reading it.
Dave, I thought I was going to read it too. No, I was surprised that you were reading it.
Dave and I trust Dr. David to help us take care of our bodies. And if you check out his Instagram page, you'll quickly see why. He's all about teaching you to understand and take care of your own body, unlike other doctors or chiropractors that want you coming back to them for the rest of your life.
So now Dr. Dave trusted us to...
Hold on, I'm not even done yet.
Oh, are you serious?
No.
Listen, we definitely should have proofread first.
I like it.
Go ahead.
He works remotely with athletes all over the world, so check him out on Facebook at Ground Game Physiotherapy or his Instagram at DZWOBODA. DZ... I'm just spelling it out. D's Woboda. And see if he's the right guy to help you too.
Are we done yet? Can I speak?
The next
you made me lose my thought.
Sorry. He said he tried to make it sound conversational. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think about that?
I think it's way too long.
What do you mean? That's how...
Also, Dr. Dave gave us his trust and sponsored the podcast, but if he listened, which he didn't, thank goodness, the last podcast, we kind of just bashed him a little bit.
What did we say?
You said that it's because of him that you were injured, remember?
No, that's not true.
And then I said that push through injury. What are you talking about? Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, you remember? You're just saying you don't remember?
I'm not saying it definitely was his fault, but it was his fault. No, it's not. We're working our...
What did you call him? Dr. Death?
Dr. Death. We overworked... I overworked. When he said, like, all right, if this is starting to hurt, stop, I went through that, so I probably hurt myself. So listen to the doctor. But that was in a group setting.
Listen to the good doctor. Also, he's going to be starting a group class here at Core BJJ on Saturdays at 3 p.m. So if you wanted to come down and jump into that group class, you'll be able to do so.
How come he wasn't here today?
Because he's lazy. were a couple of people that were ready to sign up today. They had cash in hand, wanted to talk to him, have a little private lesson after class. He was not here, therefore he lost their business. Not just for today, possibly forever.
You can't say stuff like that.
Forever.
First of all, he's not even listening to that, so right now you're just bashing him. He's our sponsor. I think he is very knowledgeable, and I have done a bunch of PT with him, and it is good stuff if I pay attention to it and do it. I just don't.
Have you been doing it?
The past week, since I hurt my elbow, I didn't.
But your elbow is not the only thing that's being stretched. Why aren't you doing it?
Lazy.
I'm actually pretty sure that your elbow isn't even involved in any of the stretches that you're doing.
Not true.
Oh, really? What stretch are you doing that's
working
your elbow?
One of my main stretches is you have to extend the arm all the way and then go up and around for the shoulder stretch. And
why don't you just not do that one?
No, I need to do that.
Is that why you didn't roll today? Because of this boo-boo?
No. If we were even, I would have rolled.
Oh, all right.
And you were already in there, so I like to watch, actually.
Yeah. I was trying to play Della Riva on Frank today, and I kept trying to play with my left foot. And every time I was just like, ow, ow. And I finally switched over to the right, and then he went to his knees.
You scared him.
I don't know if I scared him, but he went down to his knees. And I was like, I can't play Della Riva anymore. But it took me forever to get to the other leg because my left knee was hurting too bad.
We need to be better.
I am better. I'm the better version of both of us.
If you had to judge your jiu-jitsu on a 1 to 20, what would you give 20? Yourself?
14.
Wow. That's low. That's too low.
Oh, you think I'm higher than that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was talking to Meg about this in the kitchen while I was making my bacon this morning.
And what would you give yourself?
I don't want to say.
I just did. What would you give yourself?
I would say about 17.
And what would you give me?
A 16.
There you go. It's fine. I said 14. You gave me 2 more points.
I think we're pretty chill.
What if you're like a 19?
Not a 19. A 19 is you're right at competition level, like pro level.
You don't think you could hang with any
no
pros at Brown?
No way. No.
All right. I wasn't arguing.
That's a fact. So that's not even an opinion.
Okay.
You could take that to your local
to the
bank.
Store. Look, I'm stuck. Can you unhook me? Why am I stuck?
How about we talk about this episode we're about to have them listen to?
Oh, we had an episode and it was fun.
I had a lot of fun.
It was, yeah. Whenever we have people that we know, it's definitely more fun. I like meeting the new people. Like, one of my favorite guests that I stay in contact with was Alan. Mm. I reach out to him, we text, and I'm so glad to have met him because I don't think I would have met him otherwise. He's had those gyms for how long? And I've never even heard his name. But now I have somewhat of a relationship with him and I like meeting all of these people. But really, sitting down with the people we know, that's what's fun. They know us. We can get them laughing, like Christina, who laughed through the whole episode for no reason whatsoever.
The people won't hear Christina constantly asking me, like, am I doing okay? Maybe
oh,
once
cut
or
that
twice.
Out.
A little bit, because one of the times she said it while you and Jess were talking, She's like, am I doing okay?
Oh, she left the mic up? That time she left the mic up. The rest of the conversation, she kept putting the mic down.
Tina, you did great. Wonderful. The people are about to hear you, and they will love it as well.
Can I tell you that I was talking to Jess? I don't remember if it was by messenger or what, but I was talking to her afterwards, and I told her that I could hear the nervousness in her voice.
I didn't think you were going to bring that. Why are you going to bring that up? They didn't even hear you. Now they're going to listen for it.
It was a side of Jess that I haven't seen because she goes out and competes. She does every local competition. She's a beast, all right? But she doesn't show nervous
energy.
No, but
that's one of my favorite parts of this episode, which they will hear, is when Jess talks about competition and how she is motivated to do it.
But she doesn't show nervous energy on the mat. So when I saw the nervous energy, just because there was a microphone in her face, it was weird. It was funny because it's a different side that I don't see.
And you don't have, so you can't even identify with it.
I don't know why you would say
it. You don't get nervous about holding the microphone. You love it. It's your favorite thing.
Oh, you forgot to read the... I just got a text, so I grabbed my phone and looked at it real quick. But you forgot to read Dr. David's last part of his message.
What did he say?
He wanted to make sure that everyone knew how handsome he was.
I mean, he is a handsome boy, but don't be so braggadocious about it.
Yeah, Dave.
Hey, don't rub it in our face.
But that was part of his message. He wants that out there for the people.
I don't think that's appropriate, Davey boy.
What? You can't, if you call me Davey boy, you can't call him Davey boy.
I told everybody that I know that's Dave, Davey boy.
This is like the nickname thing. You can't have more than one nickname. You can't call more than one person by a nickname because then nobody knows who you're talking about.
How about Dr. Diesel?
Why Diesel? What about Dr. Satan?
No.
Did you ever see that movie?
Nope.
You never saw House of 1,000 Corpses?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, there is a part in here that is quite humorous, which will be the clip, and I'm not going to mention it. You will figure it out for yourself.
Can you tell me after we're done recording?
I will.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I hope you guys enjoy. This is...
Wait, that's it? We didn't even talk about our guests.
We told them it's two blue belts, girls.
We didn't say that.
Oh.
Christina and Jess, who are blue belts here at Core BJJ in Stanhope, New Jersey, they got their blue belts on the same night, and they are usually each other's main training partner.
Yes, and they are, when the new girls come in, they go through them, and they help hold down our girls' team.
They're the heart and soul of the girls' team here.
And we love them.
They're the OGs of the girls' team.
And this podcast, they both listen to most every episode.
I think Christina listens to every single episode. Jeff's. Jess has gotten a little busy now that she's in school, so she hasn't had the time to listen to every episode, but she is trying to catch up.
Yes.
So, because of that, she's not my favorite. She's not even on the list. I only like people
She's not
that
even
to,
on the list.
I only like people that listen to every episode.
That's unfair.
That's like three people.
No, it's more than three.
You're one of them.
No, you're one of them.
I'm two of them.
No, me, you, my dad.
And Christina.
There's other people that do. John Stanley listens to everyone.
I know. John Stanley.
He deserves to be on.
John Stanley is the man.
He's going
to
be on. I want to have him on.
He said he has to wait until he's a blue belt.
Okay. When you give him the blue belt.
He's like a year and a half away.
Okay. Okay.
So can we do one thing before we go?
Go.
So you have these numbers.
Numbers.
All right. So what would you rate Matt from 1 to 20?
He's about a 6.
Oh, you give him that much?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, Matt. All right, that's everything.
Okay, good.
Thanks, everyone.
Hope you guys enjoy.
This is To the Death Podcast.
Episode 31.
So, Jess, say hello to Emily Kwok because she listens.
What's up, Emily? How are you?
Emily, this is the angry Jess that liked to choke the men, just so everyone
knows. Haven't talked about women at all recently. We were trying to be all inclusive and stuff in the beginning, and then Dave's like, I don't want any more women on the show.
I said I'm not chasing any more guests. I didn't say anything about women.
And he doesn't want white belts either, right?
Right. You guys are blue belts, right? So you're acceptable.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Kind of.
Yep.
And that's Tina.
Tina, say hello.
Hi, everyone.
Jess. These are our two resident blue belts. You guys are pretty much the head honcho women here.
OG women, right?
We're here all the time.
Yeah.
I'm 3 days a week.
Christina's got a year on me, though. But yeah, I think altogether, what, going
kind
on
of a
three?
Year.
She I'm
kind
going,
of as a year.
I'm
she
going
was
on
one
three
day
years.
A week for a while.
One day a week for a month. And then you convinced me and your wife convinced me to transition to the regular class.
What was that word?
Transition to the regular class.
Holy cow.
Right before we started recording, me and Tina were talking about our dad's gout.
Your dad has gout?
My dad...
That's like a rich people disease, right? From too much seafood.
No, too much meat.
Too much cold cuts.
Cold cuts specifically?
And not enough water intake.
So what is it? The sodium?
Speaking of which...
Yeah, it's a bad balance.
It's not good though. You could really have some serious issues.
I know. I'm worried about him. He's got to start eating right.
Yeah.
He doesn't take care of himself.
My dad will have it for a couple of days. He'll eat good. And then he'll just go back to normal.
Like father, like son, though. Like father, like son. Because when your dad was here, we weighed him and you guys were like neck and neck.
I'm lower than him now. 197.
Now, yeah, you're lower than me now.
That's right. Well, not really.
Maybe.
You know what he said? He got the gout because his wife stopped buying White Castle for him.
Stopped buying White Castle. Yeah, he likes to have the gout.
Yeah, he likes to have White Castle in the freezer so that anytime he could just take one out, put it in the microwave.
And put it in the microwave.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot right now.
Both are unhealthy. You shouldn't do either one.
So, as I just finished my McDonald's.
Yeah, Ed, I want fries. All the people to know I'm proud of you right now because Jess went to McDonald's and offered to get you a Big Mac with Big Mac sauce. Did I say it all right?
I don't want a Big Mac, but
okay, but she offered to get it for you and you said no.
I know, because it's outside my window. I don't eat now.
It was a firm no, too. Yeah,
I'm impressed. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
I'm
as if
saying
I offended him by asking, and I was really just trying to be nice.
It was very nice.
I ate the fries.
I feel terrible. Thanks, when Jess. People say, like, can I get you something? I feel terrible saying no, because I like having things.
Yeah.
Especially free things. And McDonald's? Yeah, go turn that off. Unprofessional. So you guys listen to the podcast?
I do. I think I've missed maybe two episodes altogether, but I'm a day one-er.
I listen.
Yeah, but why do you guys listen?
I listen because I love you and Dave together. You guys are funny.
Well, part of the reason why I started listening is because this was something that you guys started when we were all on
the
lockdown,
quarantine.
Yeah. And I do have to say it kind of helped me through that time because this was a huge part of me that I missed. You know, not being able to train, not having that outlet, missing everyone that I would train with. It, you know, hearing your guys' voices and just, you know, kind of like closing my eyes and picturing being in practice and like how you guys would normally go back and forth at each other. It gave me that like sense of, you know,
I might
normalcy,
shed a tear.
I guess.
I'm crying right
Ditto.
Now.
Yeah, that really.
No, honestly, like, it brought me back and it helped me through it. And, you know, and then you guys, you know, started talking about how you guys started and, you know, just even some of the guests that you guys have brought along, it's taught me a lot, you know, about jiu-jitsu.
So since you guys are such big fans, what would you like to see more of or hear more of? She just said she listened and we've motivated her and it really brought her to a happy place when she was sad. What would you like more of and less of? You want more just Ed and I, right?
I'll let you take this one. You two, but if you have a guest on, that's a bonus.
But you like just us.
But I like just
you
two.
Can you please just tell Ed that, please? He doesn't listen.
Sorry, Ed.
She's just one teammate.
I have to say, I mean, as much as I do like you guys, you have also brought some great guests on.
Not recently, but...
No, we're done.
We had Dr. Dave.
Guests,
that was cool.
You have to apply. We'll get back to you.
Yeah, like those sponsors get back to us.
If we feel the guest is worthy, we will get back to them.
Worthy.
Yeah.
I hate that. So condescending.
Fine.
Good luck with that, guys.
Look, these guests were worthy and they came to us.
We begged them.
They forced us. They paid us.
Begged.
No. You asked. I said, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Wait, and then, Jess, could you please tell everyone what you said when I asked you?
I said I'd be honored.
That's not what you said.
No. What did I say, Dave?
I've been waiting for this moment.
Well, I have
yes,
been.
Yes,
I was
yes.
kind of offended. It didn't happen earlier, but... Good things come to those who wait.
Whoa.
Thanks, Confucius.
You're welcome.
Right before we came on, Tina was getting a little stage fright.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
I
she
was.
Told me this but morning.
Yeah.
We talked nervous. About it.
I didn't it's think she was going to be able to do it because of the way she was
and
laughing a minute
the
ago.
The funny part was, is you were nervous this morning. I'm like super excited. I sit in front of the mic and I'm like, ugh.
There's
I don't
no
know
one
say.
Watching. Do you want me to open the blinds? Would that help?
No.
Well, just checking.
No, then.
You know what makes it tougher is if there was a camera. I don't know if you guys ever sat down and had to record something on film.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
It's nerve-wracking.
Nope.
No. Can't say I ever
in
have.
In school, getting up, talking in front of the classrooms. No.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, Dave's got no know. Shame.
You guys saw the Facebook group throughout the whole quarantine. I put videos up every week.
Yeah.
What?
And Zoom classes.
And Zoom classes.
Oh, I never went on one of those.
Everybody's watching everything. It's out there for the world.
Right.
The Instagrammy videos.
What about gi reviews?
Well, you know, once again, you bailed on me for the gi reviews. So I think we're like 3-3 now.
I roll from Ed for anyone who's listening.
What consists of gi reviews? Why can't you guys just sit down and do it?
Right there. He's got to go to sleep.
Not right there.
You guys are like an old married couple.
He bailed the last two times. I bailed the time before that because it was a Friday and I wanted to do something. Trying to plan anything with Ed is ridiculous.
Dave talks in half-truths.
So you guys need like either a secretary or someone to...
Yes. Ed's been talking about trying to bring a third person in to take over all my duties.
Oh, I want to just have it... I just want to have not you no more.
Not me.
Yeah.
Either one of these two could take my spot.
No. I'm not me. I'd be boring.
I have enough on my plate at the moment.
Yeah, Dave, you don't have enough on your plate.
Oh, man, really? Holy cow. But you know what? I have been doing a lot less since I don't have a phone.
How do you feel without it?
Isolated.
I feel a little lonely. And I know that I just have, every day when I get home, I have a ton of emails and Facebook messages from people for CORE. So, like, all day I'm at work when I could be answering them throughout the day on my lunch break or using the bathroom. I could be answering all these messages, and now I'm just sitting there like, oh man, I know I'm going to have a pile when I get home. And then I got home, and I'm scrambling. I'm trying to get this new phone going, and then I'm trying
to
message everyone.
I don't understand what the holdup is, though. Like, it's 2020.
I never backed this
phone
up. You've
not had a phone for like a week now. I feel like it should have been like...
Today is 1 week that I haven't had a phone. So... I didn't go to the Verizon store until Saturday, and then they sent me one to my house. It was supposed to be there Monday night. It didn't come till Tuesday. So it came Tuesday, which was yesterday, and I never backed up my phone before. So it took 13 hours.
Oof.
I don't know why. Is that normal?
No. Because my phone backs up like by itself automatically.
But that's if you back it up regular.
Back it up.
So I've never backed it up.
I love you. It's those one-liners.
There you go.
So can I tell you how difficult it was to teach the kids class in front of Christina?
Why?
Wait, when? What are you talking about? When, day one? Day one, day two, day three?
Last week.
What are you talking about?
No, that was the adults class.
The kids. I don't do that in front of the kids.
No, not now.
The adults class, yeah. I'm going to sit. I'm going to watch.
Half guard.
And you
put the tip of your knee. Just the tip.
What, she's laughing while you're teaching?
No.
Oh my God, they yell at me. Just the tip.
No. Afterwards, when we go and actually work on the technique.
Ed, I'm teaching the kids class, and she's sitting on the side with another parent, and I'm teaching a cross collar choke, four fingers deep. Look,
you can't help it though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
I'm
wait,
sorry,
why did you say four fingers deep?
Cross collar. Four fingers inside
deep.
How do you not?
No. How do you not? I'm an outside person. Mind you, this is like pre-jiu-jitsu, like me doing jiu-jitsu. So I'm sitting there, and he's talking about four fingers deep. So, yeah, I'm going
to Yeah, but
gonna
you don't, you're not supposed to say four fingers deep.
I was trying to say whatever I could say to get the kids to understand what the grip that I wanted. Because you know, no, you don't know. When you teach kids...
Don't tell me I don't know.
You say you don't
teach
kids.
I don't like.
They never do what you want them to do.
I actually get intimidated when I help you out with the kids class.
Yeah. Why?
Because
it's different.
No, it's when you are actually having to watch somebody else do the move and correct them. And you're like trying to think, wait, is that the way the arm goes? Is this the way I get intimidated.
Kids,
I don't
want
to show them the wrong way, but I kind of feel silly because I know that there's parents watching, and here I'm supposed to be helping, and I feel like I don't know what I'm doing, and it's
a big deal.
The simple stuff.
Most of the parents don't know, Ed.
Yeah, but I feel like they know. They know I'm a fraud.
That's
what I feel. I feel like a fraud the whole time. Even when you let me teach in here, I'm like, I don't know why he's let me do this.
Is that why you wouldn't teach today? Is that why you came late today on purpose?
No. I actually left. If it wasn't raining outside, I would have been here 10 minutes earlier.
Traffic was bad.
No traffic. When it's raining out, I've had bad experiences in inclement weather, so I drive very cautiously.
Inclement weather. Listen to him using big words. Are you guys impressed by his vocabulary?
Can I push the button, Ed?
No, don't press any
buttons, please.
No. Why? For what?
But I just want to... Idiot. I want to push that. Please.
Do you guys have any suggestions for buttons? We're trying to get more buttons.
Buttons.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but...
No, that's not appropriate.
I couldn't come up with anything. I don't know. Wait, we could do my noise.
What is that?
You haven't made that noise in a while.
No, you haven't, actually.
What, is he trying to go Super Saiyan?
She's shifting gears. You weren't here for any of that?
I don't think so.
When she first started, I just made a lot of noise.
A lot of
noise. Very, very.
But now I control my mouth.
That's how you know you're doing it. That's how you know you're doing it right.
Like, I do agree, though. Certain moves work better when you make a noise to go along with it.
And how many times have I said it works better if you make a noise?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. So I do that all the time. There you go.
You haven't done it in a while.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. But I always love when there's somebody new and they like look like, what the heck was that? It's just Christina. She's
we have
good.
Fun in here, though, don't we?
No, we do.
Oh, man. Sometimes it's too much fun. I feel like, are we doing jiu-jitsu at
you
all?
You can never have too much fun.
I had a lot of fun tonight.
Watching Sam beat me up?
Well, that, and I got beat you up 2.5 rounds today.
2.5 rounds.
Every time I beat you a little bit. What?
The one round, you didn't beat me up. I feel like we had a pretty good go. The first round, you myrtleized me.
Second round, I did the, what was it? That pass. Sao Paulo pass.
Yeah, but the Tozi or Sao Paulo, yeah.
Yeah, and then the third round, it was only half a round. I was on my way to victory.
On my way to victory. Remember that time when you took my back?
Yeah, I took a few minutes ago. I'm so good at this. Sometimes I think I'm too good and I should stop rolling. And then I roll with Sam and I'm like, I should quit.
Oh, yeah, I feel like that all the time.
How do you go back and forth like that? Sam's a white belt.
He shouldn't be. Just give him a purple belt.
A purple belt? He's a purple blue belt.
He got 2 arm bars on you with ease.
Yeah, I know.
So what do you say to that?
Keep training, Sam.
He's got to compete, right?
He's going to, but he can't compete at white belt.
Is he really? Why not?
There's rules against that for certain competitions. I don't know what they are.
What would be the rule against him, though?
I don't think in the gi. In no gi, if you've wrestled like he has,
well,
you have
he
to
never
go.
He wrestled in college, so I don't believe he can compete white belt IBJJF.
Because he wrestled in college?
Yes.
Whatever.
So what about like Grappling Industries or something like that?
Well, Grappling Industries, he'd have to be in the expert division because he's wrestled since
he
was
they have weird rules with wrestling. Okay. For the gi, it's different. Gotcha. I would feel comfortable putting him in the blue belt gi division. He's
I
want to
see it. I want to find somebody his size that has some skill.
He doesn't have any skill, though. I'm just kidding.
He's got some skill. He's got some skill.
And you
got to
keep that kid's ego in check. He's too good.
Okay. Start tapping him out, Ed.
I can't.
He says he's leaving.
Start giving
he's
going to
find a school where he can get tapped out.
Start giving
even
him
as Kyle. Like me, Dave, and Kyle roll different, and Sam is trouble for all of us.
Day
isn't that
one,
crazy?
When yeah. Sam first came in here, I could tap him. And Kyle rolled with him the first time. And he's like, what the heck? He's like a purple belt. And I'm like, man, he's wrestled forever. Now, forget it. Now he just smokes everyone. When the round ended with Ed, he's got Ed in armbar.
He would never finish it, though.
But it doesn't matter.
I was doing good the whole round.
I know, I saw. Right. And then you landed in the armbar.
We'll call it even. Me and Sam are even. I've been training 13 years. He's been training less than a year. We're even.
But wrestling since he was 4.
I know. Wrestling's a real deal. That's what we talk about a lot. They listen. They're the biggest fans ever.
My
Can I take a minute
wrestles.
Right now?
What?
I just want to take a minute and say hey to John Stanley.
Oh, John Stanley Cup. Hi, John Stanley Cup.
I don't think he likes that.
It's Tina.
Tina.
He knows who it is.
Yes, he likes. He likes when I call him John Stanley Cup.
I don't think he does. John, tell her. She'll
yes.
listen.
Yes, John, tell me. Tell me Monday night.
I got John Stanley good today.
What'd you get him with?
Armbar. I attacked his thumb that's hurt.
Oh, yeah. Good oh. good for you. You
did I didn't know.
Didn't he have it taped?
No, he didn't tape it.
Oh, he taped it last night.
Yeah, you shouldn't tape things. It puts a target on you. I'll go for
in
tape.
In the room, in here, you're making a target on him?
If anybody puts tape on, I'm going for the tape.
I'm
going
to start taping my strongest.
Note
appearance.
To everybody listening.
A win's a win. That's my motto.
Oh, man.
No, I go back and forth with John, though. We have our moments. There's nights where I, you know, dominate him. There's nights where he does the same to me. So I actually do like rolling with him.
He's a good size for you, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's not overpowering.
Isn't that the round you wanted to record, Jess versus John?
Yeah. I would love to record that.
And we're going
to That would
commentate.
Really help you guys out, too.
Yeah.
The commentating would be for fun, but afterwards, to go over it.
Okay.
Well, you could watch yourself in real resistance.
Yeah.
We don't get to do that enough.
Yeah.
We should be doing it more.
We can watch any round. Eye in the sky.
No, but those aren't good.
For just us to watch, you and I sit down one day and just start playing videos?
Fine. I actually never even seen it. I don't even know what it looks like.
It's pretty good. Where's my phone?
No,
never mind. I just looked for it, too.
Well, I like commentating. It's fun. They didn't even get to hear us yet because were you here that night when we videotaped? No.
I don't think
Christina
so.
Was because she was the cameraman.
I was
oh,
the
yeah.
cameraman.
Oh, he was not happy the next day.
Yeah.
He texted me all
you
that.
Completely messed up one of the matches.
How?
Very disappointed.
You're like looking at the ceiling.
No, I wasn't. I was holding it straight and
no,
steady.
No, but you stopped and started a bunch of times.
Oh, sorry. See, I'm not good at anything.
What?
I'm not good at jiu-jitsu.
Stop. Don't. No, no, no.
Holding
oh,
the
boy.
Camera.
I hate when you start to say this.
You know what else you're not
this.
Good at? Checking in. Did you check in today?
I did
check
in.
I am like,
in.
That's
good.
The first thing I do when I walk
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I know.
She doesn't.
Straight
I've
to
been
the check
forgetting.
In.
She's
now,
been not checking in
remembering.
Because she thinks she's not going to get a stripe if she doesn't check in. So I told her, if you do not check in one more time
just
that
saying,
night, I give you a stripe.
Tonight was 65 of 65.
65
See?
Classes?
For blue level
So now
level
I have to start
one.
Watching you.
Okay.
What does that mean? What's that?
I get a notification when she hits 65 classes.
Did you get a notification? Oh, wait, you don't have a phone.
Yeah. What about
well,
me? You
check
me in?
Notifying you now.
You don't keep a track of how many times I come here?
No.
Why?
Do you want me to?
I don't know. Yanni keeps track of me. sometimes.
Okay, he's your instructor. Yeah, I'm not your instructor.
Yeah. I never go over there, so.
You're my instructor, Ed.
I'm definitely not. That's sad.
Why is that sad?
Because I'm not even good at this.
You're all right.
I was good tonight because that's my move. What'd you guys think of the moves tonight?
What moves?
She said, you know what we did tonight?
Oh my God.
Were Wait, you when in you class? Guys were rolling?
No,
when
no, the move. The
that you drilled today.
Oh, yes, yes. Sure.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, yes.
No,
yes,
I actually
yes.
like this whole half guard series that we did
no,
this
I like
week.
Half guard.
It's my whole game. It's only
I,
game
like,
good at.
I like yeah. the sweeps. I feel like I have been trying to hit some of those sweeps
I've seen
lately.
You hit some of them.
Yeah. She's hit them on me.
I try.
Wait, where was the new guy today? He was supposed to come today.
Kevin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kevin, where you at?
I'll beep my horn when I drive by his house.
Don't you hate that when you're expecting people to be here and certain people aren't here?
Jim?
Yeah, where's Jim?
Jim, Ron?
Oh, Ron. Matt? I forgot Ron even
where
existed.
Ron?
Come get some, Matt. Come get some.
Was he here on Monday or no?
I told you guys what's up with Matt, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't say it on the podcast. It's inappropriate. Nope. Ruptured. What?
Nothing.
Is he going to be out for a while then?
He'll be back on Tuesday, he says.
Okay.
Yeah.
It heals in a week. Okay.
I guess.
Got okay.
It. I don't know.
How do you guys
am I doing okay?
You're doing all right
okay,
so far.
Sorry.
So
yeah,
far,
just
so
stop
good.
Laughing.
Oh my God. I laugh when I'm nervous. When are you going to learn
know.
That about me?
No. She laughs when she picks up the phone. Like I feel like she picks up and right away it's like a laugh. Right away.
Because I know what kind of conversation.
What kind of conversation?
Huh? Inappropriate conversations.
Inappropriate conversations. Okay.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah. Ed wants to change this podcast to R-rated.
No, I don't.
Explicit.
I want to start another one and
another
make
one.
That one explicit.
Do sure. kids listen to this, though?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, we don't know who listens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every once in a while, somebody will come and be like, hey, you know, we listen or whatever. And I was like,
can I say really? The name of your other podcast?
No, I don't have another one. I deleted it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that was a practice.
So you should just start that back up.
No,
I like
no,
that
no.
one.
That I've one was very to. Inappropriate.
How was that inappropriate?
But he doesn't want our names or his name associated
yeah,
with
we
that.
Yeah, we need aliases.
Because anytime
yeah.
you would search for this podcast or
it
search
be,
his name,
like
that podcast
it.
Would come up.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was bashing people and talking all kinds of crap on that podcast.
Oh, yeah. Gossip's my favorite. Is there anything better than gossip?
Jiu-jitsu.
Like a nice juicy story.
Jiu-jitsu
like, did you
fight.
Hear what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Look at Jess.
Everybody gossips.
Jess, are you not answering? Yeah. You're just shaking your head because you don't want anyone to know how you feel?
What?
So what got you into jiu-jitsu, Jess?
I would have to say, I mean, Christina is who I owe to getting me to actually do it again because I had trained when I was in high school. It obviously was not presented to me in the same way because it didn't stick the same way it did this time. But I did have a little bit of background. I was somewhat familiar with it. And Christina would come in. I would wax her eyebrows for her.
Every 2 weeks.
Every time she had
jiu-jitsu.
Her core sweatshirt on. And every time she would talk about it. And then finally, I was like, you know what? I need to give it a shot.
Wow, yep. What a sales rep.
I know.
She's got to get out there.
She's
more.
The
you
man.
Should see, you should see me at Polo's Bar and Grill and Neck on Wear.
No.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
I know. Listen, zip it.
Maybe you should talk to Rosie.
No.
You want to have her on?
I wouldn't expect a sponsorship.
All the time at work, Ed. I'm not going to look at Dave.
You know what I want to start
Why
doing?
Why not?
Wait, hold on. Have you
Tell
ever
me.
Done like a Christmas party or something?
Yes, and actually the only reason we didn't do our 3-year party was because of COVID.
Right. Well, you never invited me to a Christmas party.
No, I'm sorry, not Christmas. Year anniversary party.
Yearly anniversary.
In October, yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't do the one this year.
Because of COVID.
Because of COVID. Right. Well, technically we could have, but.
Well, maybe, but just think about all the kids that we're still missing. We're still missing a lot of people.
It would have been, I thought it would have been nice.
It would have been nice, but the whole thing was where, because people are uncomfortable. The parents would be uncomfortable if the adults were here and they wanted to bring the kids.
True.
Because I still teach the kids' class with masks on.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did you see Yanni's teaching the kids' class this week with a mask on?
I didn't know that.
I've been teaching the kids every class, and my helper, whether it's Christina or Jess, we all have masks on through the whole kids' class. Whatever I can do to make everyone feel more comfortable.
You're so generous.
I am generous. I'm nice. I'm thoughtful. I'm a thoughtful person.
Not
Why are you laughing?
No, but you're not always thoughtful. You're thoughtful sometimes.
I'm always thoughtful.
No.
It's just that sometimes I don't care about your feelings, Ed.
Most times.
No, sometimes. Sometimes I do care about
you
your feelings.
You care about my feelings when it suits you.
I don't know if that's necessarily true because sometimes, even if I care about your feelings, I try and put you down anyway.
True. It hurts. I have feelings.
You don't have feelings.
I do not have feelings.
But
you don't.
We talked about this last time. Love me, but don't love me too much. Just love me a little bit,
exactly.
But not enough to make me feel
the love. I like balance in my life.
That's not balance.
Yeah, it is. You can't have too much love or too much
Jess,
hate.
What?
Look, she's just smiling.
I'm just...
Chime in.
Making some popcorn and enjoying the show.
Holy cow. Hey, Christina just can't stop laughing the whole time.
Delete
this is crazy.
Ed.
Can we just have her laugh as a track?
Yeah.
That should be a button.
You should just delete me.
Did you ever hear the story of Christina's North South?
No, let's hear about it.
Oh, my God.
Christina's North South. She was doing North South somewhere?
No, she was training.
It was a long time ago.
Devi,
you zip it. Zip it.
Start from the beginning. Okay, this was like maybe 2 months in of
I
me doing
I said it was a
jiu-jitsu.
Long time ago.
Okay.
She was training. It was a long time ago. She was pretty new. She was on top, and she had just passed the guard, and I'm screaming, go north, south, go north, south. And she looks up at me, and she's like,
all
I
serious.
Don't know what the F that is. So I gave her another explanation of what it was, not appropriate for this podcast, and she went right into position.
That a girl.
I wonder what number he called out.
I didn't think anything of it, went right into position. I can't even talk.
Holy cow.
Oh, my God.
She'll never live that down.
I'm sorry.
Look. You totally gotta make a button to that. I love it.
Christina's a natural at this, and she was so nervous before.
You have to talk it through the mic.
Sorry. No, thank you, Jess.
This
no.
mic has not left this spot the whole entire time.
Yeah, no, you're good
my
at this.
My arm is actually getting tired.
Her you got to rest. Look,
heavier.
Look what I'm doing
then
here.
Then I thought.
Her I use my other
up.
Hand.
Her legs are
like
up.
Here.
My hands are sweating.
Don't grip it so tight.
I can't help
relax.
It.
Relax.
I'll wipe these down for you, Ed, okay?
Lysol, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Do you spray the...
No.
Sure. Of course I do.
Before he changed it, you could smell them. They were, it was like, oh, someone had some stank breath on this thing.
Don't say that.
You never smelled it?
No.
Oh, God. And, you know, it might have been the one that I kept licking.
I'm smelling it.
Oh, yeah,
that's wrong
no,
with
that's
you.
Our fart mic.
I hit the button, Christina.
Did you hit the button?
Yeah,
don't
on you.
Hit the buttons.
Ah, God. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Continue.
All right, yeah. So while you're here, Jess, why do you like competition so much? Out of every... Hang on.
Stop.
Out of
just
everyone in the school, yeah. No one likes competing as much as you do.
The first thing I said to you the first day I signed up was that I was signing up with the intention of competing.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
But how did you know?
Huh?
How did you know that you wanted it?
You know what? I'm a very competitive person, even within myself.
You don't say.
I never played a sport in high school.
Ever?
Ever.
But how did you know you're competitive?
I don't know. I think it's
what
just.
What did you compete in?
What did I compete in?
Yeah. Like,
nothing.
Did you do. She you didn't play games
didn't
or anything?
Play a sport.
Nothing.
No, but sports are one thing, but games
no.
are like.
No, I was not a very motivated person when I was younger.
So then some just clicked?
I think maybe just having kids, you know, and growing up. Learning a little bit more like about myself along the way as well. But I don't know. I love the thrill of it. I think it's more of just even a mental game with myself.
It's definitely mental.
And I don't know. I love everything about it. I love getting there. I love that feeling when you walk in. I, you know, the crowds, the people, you know, there's so much going on. And I feel like that's when everything kind of comes full circle. That's when you really can see what you're made of. I think that's when coaching comes into play, you know, of everything that you've taught us. Also, too, being able to listen, know what to do, you know, and it's, I don't know, I love everything about it.
So now you've placed at a bunch of competitions. I love seeing you win. I love seeing you up on the podium. But out of all of your matches, can you guess which one my favorite is?
Let me take a wild guess. Does it have anything to do with a... Bleh?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
It does. Jess was thrown up on in competition.
That I was. First match of the day. And I do have to admit, I think that girl was probably one of the closest people that I've competed with to obviously weight, but also height as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I ended up pulling guard on her. You know, I'm trying to set up different attacks. You know, you were suggesting the overhead sweep. She had her forearm in my throat. So I felt like every time I went to try to, you know, posture her forward, it just dug deeper. And I definitely find when I get frustrated, especially with my legs, I'll just start to squeeze. When all else fails, that is my way of kind of, you know, getting it out. So, and it's funny because I do have it on video as well. So I've watched it, but I guess my eyes were closed when it initially happened, and I felt something warm hit my face. So I look up, and now she had a mouth guard in. So I'm looking at her nose, and I see what looked like almost like a reddish around her nose.
We all thought she got a bloody nose.
And to be honest with you, when I did think it was a bloody nose, I kind of was like, oh, no big deal. Her nose is bleeding. But then I looked down on the mat, and I saw chunks. And then I looked back up and I was like, well, not only did she throw up on me, but it came out through her nose. And at that point, I mean, I think my face said it all. I could not hide it. I was just, it was like, it instantly changed my mood. And I just, I actually felt bad for her though, to be honest, because
super embarrassing.
Not only did I react in a way, everybody was watching her. It was her first match. She was obviously nervous. I know I had something to do with it as well because of how hard I was squeezing her. And I took the disqualification, but, you know, she did end up, she beat me in no-gi that day, though.
Did she?
Because that, to me, kind of set the tone for the day. Oh, and I think out of all my competitions, that was probably the worst performance because I just was not mentally with it after that.
That's tough to come back from.
I think that's a good excuse. Yeah, that's pretty good. How about now for excuse makers, Ed, do you accept that as a good excuse?
Yeah, but I bet the next time that happens, you'll be more prepared for it.
The next time it happens.
Not quite planning on a next time, but if it does, I'll be good.
Now, I love Grappling Industries, but can I just say, I was really disappointed. They let that girl compete in that gi covered in throw up the rest of the day.
No, they did.
What the heck is that?
I mean, they just kind of came, they
wiped it off.
It was
in my
hair.
It was throw up.
That's brutal. Well, you mentioned she was the same height as you. Can you tell everybody how tall you are?
I would always tell people growing up that I was 5'11 and 3/4 because I hated being tall when I was younger.
What?
But I'm 6 foot.
Six. Keep going.
Six just, even?
Just six.
I'm just messing around. Very tall. All legs. And what is your Instagram?
Mommy_long_legs.
And yeah, because she's got some.
My father's 6'7". So the height runs
so
in
she's
the family.
Short, actually, for the family.
Yeah, no, I do
so
look
So your son's
going to
be tall.
I would hope so.
Do you see?
Yeah, I see the big one. The big one's going to be big.
The big one. The big one. Do you believe this guy? Hubalina is his name. I love those kids. There's no one I like choking more than
No, they're kids. They're troopers. You know, they come and they sit here for, what, the hour and a half, Mondays and Tuesdays, and, you know, they deal
Doing
with it.
Homework,
and it's something that,
games.
You know what, that's the sacrifice, the only sacrifice that I ask of my kids is
if
that they come.
If they take this as half as serious as you do, they'll tap me.
I would love it, but
one
I
of them's
just,
interested,
yeah.
You said, right?
Quentin more so. Juve is just not, I just don't think it's for him. And I would never want to force him into something that he didn't want to do. But with Quentin, I could see him, you know, he's more physical. He's also a little bit more stubborn as well.
He's a ball buster. Can I say that on this podcast? That kid busts my balls. Hey, it's fat. What does he call me? Fat Dave or
something like that.
Fat Dave.
Fat Dave. That's what he called. The little kid.
What do you weigh right now?
I don't know right now. Know.
You're close to what you started at though, right?
Close to, yeah. Yep. Close to what I started at. So. Don't worry. 15% is coming.
No, they are the best form of entertainment though, for sure.
Children?
Yeah.
Tina, why don't you tell us about your kids?
My kids.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear about kids, but I don't care. I like all the kids here.
I don't know. Two kids. They've been training here since day one you've opened.
No, not Ariana. Daniel was day one. Ariana was November.
Oh, okay.
It took her like 6 weeks to start.
Okay.
And when she started, she was a ball
she
of fire.
She's great. She's great. She's good.
What happened?
One time in here, she went with a kid that may have been too aggressive one role, and ever since then, she's just like covered her face.
Yes, yes.
She's always
on her back.
She was the best kid in here.
Always like me,
the
on
best.
The back.
Took instruction. You could coach her through moves in competition. Amazing. Ever since that day, she gets on bottom.
So
she just
even
covers her face.
Without that person, she still holds
she's,
back.
She's scared.
She has good days and bad days.
Yeah.
She still has some of the best technique in here.
Yeah, she when he. Goes through the moves, she does them good, and then when it's time to go live, she gets scared and hands up.
It depends, because she still has really good days. Like, some days I'm like, Ariana, what was
she
that?
Was she good tonight?
It was great.
I wasn't able to see. Was she good tonight?
Yeah. I put her with Emmett.
No, I know, but when she went with Daniel, remember?
Daniel, he's got something.
Okay.
Yeah, he flipped her over, but she passed Emmett's card.
Did she pass Emmett's card? Okay, cool.
That stuff makes me nervous. Like, I don't know how to the line from motivation to damaging.
Don't motivate at a young age. Just barely motivate at a young age.
I don't know the rules.
Yeah.
I'd rather just not deal with it.
I'm starting to push Emmett a little bit now because he's like, I want to go to college and play soccer. And I'm like, well, guess what, bud? You see how you're sitting on that couch right now? Go kick the ball into the net. Go do some touch drills. Go do something. Go box jump because you want to be a goalie. Well, you got to be able to reach the crossbar. You can't reach that crossbar. There's no point in playing goalie. So I said, if that's what you really want, you got it. Well, I'm only 10, Dad. Yeah. The kids that are going to be playing in college, they're doing that right now, Emmett. So decide what you want. I said, I'm not going to push you. I don't care what you do. But if you want that, then you have to start working for it.
And what'd he say?
Maybe.
Yeah. Kids are different nowadays, though.
Lazy.
There is a huge sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
I think people in general.
God.
Absolutely. But, you know, we can at least distinguish the difference.
Okay, but it's not the kids' fault, though.
No, you're right.
Because they just...
They only know what they're shown.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know where things fell off because...
It's my fault, too. It's Christina's fault.
My fault.
It's definitely Christina's fault.
No.
You know whose fault it is? It's probably Jess's fault.
I'll take the blame.
What are we going to do about it? It's our kids, though.
Hit them.
No, you're right.
You got to hit them, right?
Yeah, we got to start hitting them.
Hit them.
I hit.
Belt? No.
Break
Christina,
out the
you can't say that.
Oh, sorry. Cut it out. You got to delete that.
You don't hit.
What did she say?
She metaphorically hits them.
No, I've seen
she
her.
She gives him an ear beat.
I have seen her hit her kids.
Shut up.
The wooden spoon comes out just like grandma.
My Dapina comes out and I smack him with my Dapina.
What's
the
Dapina?
What the heck is that?
What is that?
Oh, cut that out.
What?
It's not getting cut out. You tell us what it is. Jess, do you know?
A slipper. Wait, did I say it right? Dapina. Yeah, I said it right.
How do we know if that's right? You can say anything.
I'm saying it in my head.
Jita.
Shut it, Dave.
I only know one line
from
in Italian.
From the Goonies.
And I throw it at her
the
all
Goonies
the time.
The Goonies is a terrible movie and we don't bring up anymore.
It is not a terrible
not
movie.
Not a sponsor.
Jess, Goonies.
What? Where's your shirt, Dave?
Get out.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's your shirt?
Twilight? I
haven't
the other
seen
day.
It. Yeah, but I haven't seen it.
I have a picture. I have to 9 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yeah, it helps right now. I have to work
I can't
tomorrow.
Text you. I don't have a phone. Friday, you're off. 9 minutes and 10 seconds.
Friday, I have to work.
What are you talking about?
I got overtime.
What time do you get out?
4:00.
Make me the clip on Friday. I'll post it Friday, Saturday,
totally,
and Sunday. I'm
oh,
going to post
on,
it
Ed.
3 days in a row. Me smiling like an idiot with my Twilight shirt.
We should have a Twilight viewing party.
Oh my God, we can have a Twilight party.
Yeah, we'll dress up as the characters.
I've never seen Twilight before.
So let me tell you, when Twilight came out,
I live under a rock.
I had a party at my brother's pizza shop when he was in Jefferson, and I made cupcakes. I went all out, decoration, shirt, and we sat and watched the movie. It was the best.
Which movie?
The first one. Like
now,
legit
out of
went,
all movie endings, how good was the ending of that? The fifth one.
The fifth one.
Yeah, the ending.
There's the ending was great.
What? Oh my God! What a twist! Right? Was that crazy? I was like, oh my God!
Boop over the head.
I don't remember.
You're talking about the fight scene, right?
Yes.
Yes. I know. I was shocked. I'm like, what?
That was
that
awesome.
That didn't really happen?
No, you can't say that. You didn't say spoiler alert. Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Jess never saw it.
She's not
going to
watch
it.
You're never going to watch it?
No.
It's an American classic.
Is it?
I don't know if that's the case.
Filmed in Canada.
Is it filmed in Canada?
Yeah, you know it.
No, I don't know
it. I know it.
What year?
2008.
What about the fifth one?
No.
Wait,
remember.
The Twilight came out in 2008.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, Fight Club? You're right.
1999. Love Fight Club.
That is a good movie.
I watched a movie the other day. What the heck was the movie? I don't remember.
Ooh, I watched Dennis the Menace tonight.
Stupid.
Daniel wanted to watch it. I said, all right, let's watch it.
Why are you laughing?
I love it.
This is how she is, everybody. This isn't just because of the podcast. Sometimes when I'm having a conversation with Christina, I just have to wait because she's laughing. And then she says part of the story again and laughs again.
You
and I don't even
Dennis
know what the heck
Menace,
is funny.
Right?
That drives me crazy.
I've seen it before.
Oh, she goes nuts. Ah! I'm like,
funny.
What are we laughing at?
Yeah, get
finish
the story.
The story.
Get to the story.
I'm sorry.
No, my wife does that. She'll start laughing because she thinks the story's funny. I haven't heard the story yet.
I saw your wife today. Did she tell you?
Yeah, she did tell me.
Oh, she did.
Oh, you saw her?
Yeah, she was right next to me. I couldn't beep because my horn doesn't work. But I was waving and I was like, she doesn't see me. But when she got behind me, I'm like, she's got to see the up-top sticker.
Yeah, she saw you.
Yeah. Was she flipping me off?
No. She said, I saw your blank friend today.
That's funny. I wanted to get her attention so bad, I was going to start flipping her off
no,
when she was
saw
next
you.
To me.
She was actively ignoring you.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Meg, I hate you.
That's my muse you're talking about.
I don't care.
She's the reason we're doing this right now.
We could find somebody else that would have motivated you to do this sooner.
Who?
I don't know. Somebody.
Nobody.
Better for you.
Nobody's better. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you definitely deserve better, Ed.
Thanks, dude.
See? That was nice, right?
I like your backhanded compliments.
It was only backhanded at your wife. That's what I want to show her. Back of my hand. What? No?
I got to start getting you worse than I get you. I take it easy on you.
What do you mean?
I'm going to start pushing your ankle right to your butt every
time.
Oh,
my God.
Ed,
I would scream
and
cry.
How are you not kicking his booty?
No, I was getting
like,
it
today.
Way, my booty? What
like,
the heck does that
I'm
mean?
I'm sorry. I have to keep it, you know.
PG.
PG.
Ed says children. You can say ass.
You can say ass.
Ass. Why ass. Aren't you kicking his ass?
I kicked his ass today.
The way he talks about your wife?
He talks bad.
You got to hear how his wife talks about me. That's
yeah,
worse.
I know. I
my wife's got a potty mouth.
Podcasts.
Yep. Yeah, I'm nice.
She don't like you.
I don't know why.
For good reason.
Okay.
Good reason? There's not a good reason. There's not a good reason. Stop looking at me like that.
Will you share those reasons?
No, I
not
can't.
Now.
No? Inappropriate.
Okay. All right.
We have 5 minutes left.
No,
and
no.
You're closing out with Christina and Jess.
I hate when you put a time limit on
That's my time limit.
Why?
Because I'm going home.
What
I'm
are you
going
to do at home? Come on.
I'm going home. I'm going to bed. I have work in the morning.
Oh, we were going to have a sangria party, right?
Sangria party?
Yeah.
Sure.
Dave, set up.
Okay, I'll watch you guys.
We'll have
drink.
It at the mansion.
What's the mansion?
Your house.
My house is a mansion?
Compared to my house.
Wood.
My house is a shanty.
I like your house.
I like to make a mess of your house.
I like your house,
and then
though.
Leave.
I know, we always have people over. We had Christina and Dan over.
But you never had me over, though.
It was Sunday, you were working.
All right, what about this weekend? What are we doing?
I have no idea.
Teeny?
So I'm working at Polo's.
Come on.
Visit me all day Saturday.
Not a sponsor.
But she should be able to pump them up because restaurants are really going through a hard time right now.
Yeah,
they're about
definitely.
To go through a worse
Come
time.
Support the locals, people. For sure.
For sure.
You told me you
I've
were going to come.
Once. I went there one time. I bet you were there the night that I went.
When?
It was
before COVID.
Early 2018.
Yeah.
2018?
That's when I went.
I was there.
It was a party.
Cow.
I mean, I was there. I was employed there in 2018.
No, but that was when I found out that I did well on my test and I was going to get promoted sometime soon.
Oh.
And then 2 years later, it still hasn't happened.
Maybe. Have
Wait,
they promoted
still,
anyone?
You still haven't
no.
been promoted?
No.
Wow.
COVID.
Oh, man.
It's really been
Screwed
hurting me.
Screwed everything up.
My babies. How are they going to get the good Christmas presents?
Yeah.
Those VR goggles.
I
want to
get those.
So bad.
Yeah.
Daniel, I already know what they want.
They want the VR goggles?
No, Daniel wants a DJ set.
DJ set?
Yeah.
He's going to get a nose ring.
No.
Is that bad? Jess has
his
a nose
favorite,
ring.
His favorite DJ.
Yeah, but for boy DJs.
That's only to offset
no,
the fact that my nose
DJ
is crooked.
His favorite DJ is a DJ. DJ Timmy Trumpet. He's awesome.
Who's that?
He's just an awesome DJ.
DJ Timmy Trumpet?
Timmy Trumpet. Google Timmy Trumpet. His music's pretty good.
And but he's
is it
is
good
he?
For 10-year-olds to listen to?
Yeah.
He's not even 10.
He's got the word trumpet in his name.
No, I'm being serious. Wait, where's my phone? I Google. Can I?
Oh,
can
let
I,
me grab
I
mine.
Can't.
Is he like a circus clown or something?
No.
Timmy Trumpet?
No. It's
Does
good.
He wear a red nose?
That's Rudolph.
No, his thing is standing on like tables and stuff, and he fell off of
Things
one.
Things and stuff.
Your son wants to be a DJ?
He's just into music right now.
Here, I have a crazy idea.
He's just
get
into
him an
music.
iPod.
No,
and
kids
earphones.
Don't use iPods anymore.
They don't use ear. What
they
do
have just phones. You use your phone.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a phone.
He doesn't have a phone.
Good.
Get him an iPod.
He's not getting, they're not my kids. Are not getting phones until they're 16.
Good idea.
That's
I
when
said
I got 14 mine.
Or 50. I can't remember. But get him an iPod and headphones. That way you don't have to hear whatever he's doing.
Yeah, he's got those both though, and just not the what is that called? The iPod.
Does he play an instrument?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
He's got to play an instrument. He doesn't really love music unless he's playing it.
Get him a harmonica.
Yeah. Okay. That's real cool. And sunglasses.
Wait. Wait, this?
Yeah.
We actually have it. It's my nonna and nonnu's from Italy. My mom brought
it. So get
it.
Him a new one. He doesn't need that one.
No.
Yeah, that one's got COVID spit in it.
No. It doesn't. Would you stop?
No, get him it's a Spanish new one. Flu. That's how old it is.
Stop it.
Get him a new one and let him learn how to play that thing. I'd be impressed. Or what's the bong, 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 Jewish harp? Jews harp?
No.
You know
no.
what I'm talking about?
Try again. Try that again.
I don't know what it is.
Let's try that again.
I don't know what it is. What is
skip,
it?
Let's skip
Do
that.
You know what it's called?
No, delete. I don't know what you're talking about. The banjo?
No, they play it in their mouth. You never saw that?
White Fang. You ever see White Fang?
Nope.
You ever see White Fang?
Nope.
Nobody knows what you're talking
about.
You
ever see White Fang?
No.
There's fans out there that have seen White Fang.
I don't care.
All right? It's the thing. Get him a banjo.
Listen.
And then we'll sit down and we'll watch Deliverance.
If your son can learn how to play the piano, he could be a real kick-ass DJ.
Okay.
He's got to learn how to do that.
He's got
to
learn.
Yeah, but you
got to
watch him around those
piano
instructors.
DJ.
Yeah.
Piano DJ. Yep. All right.
Got it? And he needs a cool DJ name. Can't be Trumpet. Timmy
DJ
Trumpet.
Daniel.
No. He likes the guy, Timmy Trumpet, but...
He's not going to be like Paulie DJ.
DJ Hammer.
He's not going to be like Jersey Shore Paulie
D. Paulie
D.
Yeah, Paulie
D. Not like
D.
that. He's not going to be that.
Shout out to Paulie D.
Please. I caught myself watching that the other night.
Jersey Shore.
Just because I didn't want to think for
since
a second. And I just wanted
one.
Some...
Since
I've
2008.
Never seen it.
You never seen it?
Since 2008.
That's, listen,
I'm too old.
The way you like Twilight is the way my wife likes Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
That explains
She's
it.
Got
that
it
explains it all right
yeah.
there.
I've been That's mine and Anthony's show. We've been watching it since 2008 when it came out.
I unfriend you.
The year we got married.
I was hanging out on the Jersey Shore when they were doing that.
Were you?
Yeah. It sucks.
Do you know how much that house is to rent it out now?
No. Why, you guys tried to rent it?
No. I rent somewhere. It was like 12 grand or something.
For the week?
Mm-hmm. It's all a business.
You don't know.
It's always a business.
For a month?
Probably
no.
for a week. Not a month.
I think it's
night.
A week.
For a week.
No, I think it was a week.
All right,
12
relax.
Grand.
They don't do it for months.
Well, she didn't have a scale, so it could have been 12 grand
no,
for the year. That's not
I
a lot.
I was going to say like 2 days, but I think it was a week.
Wait, Dave, you ever been to the club?
The club?
Yeah.
What the heck is the club?
Or a club.
The
just,
club. You ever been to the club?
No,
Dave's
I don't know what the club
a white boy.
Is.
He don't dance.
Right, you never put a wristband on?
A wristband?
Did your hair all up? Rubbed up on some honeys?
Rubbed up on some honeys. Listen,
oh
I'm old
gosh.
Enough that Changes was still around, okay?
Oh my God, Changes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. I'm old. Jess, Changes?
Changes.
No.
Nope.
And it was something else after that.
It was Hopacon, right?
Yeah, before they ripped it down.
Yes.
It's where Quick Check is now, right?
Yeah. Changes and then...
I don't know what it was after that.
But you never went to the city?
Yeah, I trained in the city before.
No.
Always about jujitsu.
Get no. crunk.
Crunk? What the heck is crunk
Take
mean?
A limousine.
I've taken a limousine.
Go to a gentleman's club.
A gentleman's club? What are we talking about here? I don't think this is appropriate for
He's
the podcast.
He's pretending like he has no idea.
No, I said I didn't think it was appropriate for the podcast.
Oh, that's not appropriate, but the stuff you just said was?
What did
that
I
cut
say?
Out?
What did you
that
cut out?
That people didn't hear?
What
about
was
About that musical instrument?
Christina, Jess, Google something to find out.
Up.
A Jew's harp or a Jewish harp or something like that, please.
A Jewish harp, isn't that like the long one that you have between your legs and it's like the big, the long one?
Yo, you play guitar, you said.
I used to. I haven't touched
a Why
guitar
Why don't we
in
try
years.
To make a song together?
Because I hate the guitar.
No, but it's a simple song. We sing to each other.
No, I don't sing. You're the singer.
I find you play, I'll sing.
Okay.
Let's do it. What do you want to sing about? Changes?
It actually is called the Jew's Harp.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hold on. What
Thank
about
you.
It? Read
Wait,
about
is this it?
It?
That is it.
Read it. Read about it.
Thank
okay,
go to you. So, Ed, I just want you to know that I hate you more now because I know stuff.
I know
it might be useless information,
that's
but
completely
I knew
useless.
It.
But why would you pick that?
Because I like the way it sounds.
So the Jew's harp, also known as Jew harp, mouth harp, gigaw.
Gigaw.
Yeah, why don't you just call it by its
some
proper
other
name,
names.
Gigaw?
It's consisting of a flexible metal or bamboo tongue or reed attached to a frame.
There you go.
All right, I apologize.
And I like the way it sounds.
Why is it called a Jew's harp? Etymology.
Can you play some Jew's harp
okay,
into the microphone?
Oh. You're asking a lot, but
play
hold on.
Videos, go video
how
something.
How to play.
No, not how to play. I want
Why?
To hear a song.
Well, they're obviously going to have to show you how to play it.
They're going
to
play scales.
Are
crazy,
you talking
crazy
back
Crazy Train.
Do yeah, it. Crazy Train. Here we go.
Play it.
This is going to be. Put hold it right on. Up to the microphone.
Ads. Hold on.
Ugh, ads. How come we can't get ads?
We have ads. We have a sponsor. Core BJJ.
Well, you can't play this.
Yeah. Oh wait, are we gonna get pulled down?
There's no problem. All right, turn it off.
Well, they have like reverb on it or something.
That guy's ripping right now.
See? Aren't you guys glad I introduced you to this wonderful instrument?
I turn it off.
You want Daniel to do that?
It would make him a, listen,
don't.
That would
the
make
kid
him
will
a,
have no.
Listen, listen. Seriously though, it would make him a better DJ. That's a fact.
He would be the only one
that
around that
unique.
Plays it.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
And Ariana wants these bendy Barbie dolls.
Bendy Barbie dolls.
I want all of you to know you've been wonderful tonight.
Look at Dave's got to quit.
You
look at him quitting.
For being on this podcast.
What are you doing?
You got keys?
Yes.
Please lock the door when
no,
you
No, we're going to close. We'll turn it off.
No, keep going.
No, I'm not
going
to go without you.
What are you talking about?
It's disrespectful.
I'm trying to get
it's
you
not
to go without me.
Disrespectful.
Trying to get you to do more without
no,
me.
No, I don't want to do any more without you.
Do it.
We did good.
Do it.
We got enough.
Do it.
Hold on. Before we finish, we'll go on a proper out, okay? Jess, thank you for being on. Did you enjoy being here?
I did. Absolutely.
Thank you for being our Jamie today.
You're Jamie.
Yeah, and looking that up.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Teeny.
Thank you for
the
having
giga.
Me.
The giga.
How'd you feel? You think this was fun,
yeah,
right?
I got comfortable
maybe
as
two or three
night.
More
I
times.
She's a natural.
And you'll be able to take my place.
Sure.
Perfect. Yeah.
All right, you guys will be back on. This was fun.
Do you need my resume?
I need your resume.
Okay.
Does this count as her audition? No, this is not going to be
I'm
going to
bring this, and then we're going to make sound clips with her.
Okay. That's going to be great.
Perfect.
Now I got to set this up, and while she's rolling, I'll just put the mic up when she's getting ready to go. I'll get an authentic one. Okay, we're shutting this down.
Peace out.
Peace.
Wait! Sing. What are you doing? Sing along to our music. No. Wait, how's the noise go again? Go ahead, sing.
The harp. I forget that. I don't know how that's going to play on YouTube, if they're going to take it down because of that.
Who cares? Nobody listens on YouTube anyway.
Okay, good. They can't take it down from the thing because, you know, the algorithm only checks the first and last, I think, 5 minutes.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Perfect. But one of my favorite instruments.
You're just joking.
I didn't like the way that it sounded on the...
It's not a smooth instrument.
On that, it sounded like it had a little bit of reverb. In the movie White Fang, it sounds beautiful.
What are you talking about? What is that?
You never saw the movie White Fang?
Nobody has.
A lot of people have. It's
what
a fantastic movie.
What
it's
year?
A movie about... I have no idea. You should know.
I've never seen it or heard of it, so how could I know?
It's a movie about a guy. I think it's Ethan Hawke.
I like Ethan Hawke.
All right. And he goes to track down his father's gold mine in the Klondike.
What's Klondike?
It's up in like Alaska, but I don't think it's Alaska. It's a section or a territory of Canada.
Canada, cool.
Yes.
Up north though.
Up north, yeah. For the gold rush. It's where everybody went for the gold rush.
Okay.
So he tracks down his father's mine, and there's a wolf. It's a half dog, half wolf, so right. It's a white fang, and it's domesticated, and it ends up being his best friend.
And he needs to use the harp to tame it?
No, there was a scene where there were people trying to steal the wolf, and they tried smoking him and his friend out of the cabin, and they were shooting at it and stuff, and they're like, oh, I think they're dead, and then the guy started playing the harp from inside.
Oh.
And then the other guy's like, I hate that song, because I don't remember what song it was, like, what was it? I think She's Coming Around the Mountain or something like that, maybe? I don't remember.
It's ridiculous.
Nobody's listening now because you made me explain White Fang. Everyone out there, if you like White Fang or if you've seen it, could you please email to thedeathpodcast@gmail.com and tell Ed he's wrong. White Fang is a great movie, just like Twilight is.
I mean, Twilight's fine.
Oh, Twilight's fine now.
It's not great.
It's great. Twilight is great.
Is it in your top 100 movies?
100? Yeah, sure.
Top 10? No way.
Yes.
No
way. No, I
way.
Don't know if it's in the top
50?
50? Sure. I can put it in the top 50.
You're not a big movie watcher, though.
Yeah, I like movies, but I mean, what? 50? Top 50. It's like Rocky 4 or
Rocky
3.
Rocky 4? He likes when he goes to Russia and he plays
in
the snow.
Actually, I like 3 better.
3's awesome.
3's great.
Very emotional.
1 was horrible.
No. You only
one
want
is horrible.
Rocky to win. That's
Goonies
why.
Is
Goonies
up there.
Terrible.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future's good.
Indiana Jones.
Oh, you know, that was on at work the other day. That's a pretty good one.
Indiana Jones?
Yeah, I like it.
You know, there's a bunch of good ones.
Do you want to go to Alaska?
Yes.
I would love to go.
I want to go. You know who just went? Actually, I think it was last year they went.
Who?
Ronald. Ronnie? He quit jiu-jitsu, so you're never going to see him
again. That's all right. I don't want to see him. We mentioned that in the episode, too.
The that Ron quit?
Yeah. Well, not that he quit. That we haven't seen him.
No, it's because he quit.
Okay. Anyways, who's got jiu-jitsu in Alaska? You know anybody?
Yeah, because that girl that we're always talking about that I can't remember, Elizabeth Clay, she came from Alaska.
Oh, cool. But do you know who teaches up there?
No.
Let's go up there.
Okay, let's go.
Let's move there.
I'm not moving there. I'm tired of the cold.
You don't like the cold?
Nope. As I've gotten older and I think working in the shop, I'm just so sick and tired of the cold.
No, that's brutal. People that have never been around the shop, the elements are a big part of it.
Yeah, it's horrible. So it was a couple of years ago, one winter, it just broke me. I was like, that's it. I'm done with winter. We can leave now.
Where would you go?
I don't know. I think that I like North Carolina. I've been there. That was nice. But
that's where all the cool kids are going. Everybody from Jersey, there's a mass exodus to North Carolina.
The two states in the U.S. that have the most influx of people every year is North Carolina and Arizona.
I don't like that.
No, because I don't want to go somewhere super populated, but I like...
But that's going to become... Everybody keeps going there and going there. We got to get away from there.
So I like North Carolina. I like the idea. I'm sorry. I like the idea of North Carolina. I like the idea of Tennessee. I like the idea of Texas.
I like the idea of Tennessee.
The only thing is you got to like be selective of where you go in Tennessee because a lot of it is city.
Isn't there tornadoes in Tennessee?
And there's tornadoes.
I don't like tornadoes.
No tornadoes. No, why would you live somewhere that has tornadoes? Okay.
There's been tornadoes over here.
But not really. Not like they get there. Yeah, yeah. You go to California, wildfires, earthquakes, mudslides. Fantastic. Let's move there. All right. You go down south like Louisiana, Texas, near the Gulf. Now you have hurricanes that not only is it hurricanes where it's just like, oh, big cleanup. You're talking about seriously demolishing, wiping out an area.
They have that in Texas too.
That's what I said. I don't like there. All right. Florida, hurricanes. Don't like there. You go up north, no earthquakes, or maybe we've gotten some earthquakes that have done zero. We get hurricanes that just like knock power out a little bit, but we get snow and cold. I could live with the snow and cold.
I like
before
the snow
those
and
other
cold.
Things. I don't. I hate it.
Okay.
Done. I'm done.
You're
no
not
more.
Done. You'll be here forever.
I am going to be here forever because I'm not leaving CORE. I love it here.
That's not why.
Yeah, it's my home away from
That's
home.
The only reason you're staying.
Yep.
Whatever.
Why else would I stay?
For me.
No, because you'll come with me. You're close to retirement.
I'm not even close.
How many years?
I got 18 more years.
18. Yeah, but if I stayed full retirement, I have 13.
Okay.
I'm only doing 10.
You going to wait for me? Don't leave me.
I'll come back for you. I'll come back for you, Ed.
What do we got to look forward to? I know you were trying to make that one interview happen. People were expecting.
People can still expect it. I don't know when it's going to be, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Well, what happened was because my phone died, that was how we were going to do the episode, by phone. I don't remember what app we were going to use specifically, but I couldn't take the chance of losing or dropping the call or not even being able to make the call at all. So
you got
I rescheduled, and then he rescheduled. So I am waiting to hear back from him, and we'll make it happen.
You got a nice phone now?
I just have a replacement.
How long is it going to last you?
This phone?
Yeah.
Until it dies. I don't get a new phone because I need the newest technology. I really don't care.
I care. People are doing work above us.
They're working on the roof. The other day it was leaking in here because they stripped all the shingles over my space on the day that it rained really hard and they just threw a tarp over it. And I drove past during the day and I'm like, oh great, if it rains, water's going to go right under that tarp. What happened that night? It rained, water went right under that tarp.
It
and
feels
was
like it's
pouring
yeah,
in
it's
here.
Been raining like all week. I had to work yesterday. It was freezing. Just the rain makes everything colder. Like 50 degrees in the rain is, what are you doing?
I don't call
why
myself.
Why do you have your phone right next to the phone. I mean, the mic.
I was checking to see if we had gotten a response for our reschedule, and he saw it, but he did not respond. He's tired of you.
Me? I don't even know who it is. I'd like to thank our other sponsor, our main sponsor.
Yeah, you didn't mention them in the beginning of the podcast.
We'll mention them now. CORE BJJ.
Nobody listens to the end. Thanks a lot.
Listen, Dr. Dave had to get... I'm not giving all the sponsors out. That's too much sponsorship in the
That's
beginning.
What Joe Rogan does. Do you want to be like Rogan or not?
To an extent, but I do want to make my own way. Please, and thank you. CORE BJJ, you can follow them at CORE BJJ NJ on all social media. Also, go to their website, corebjjnj.com. Leave a review on Google Reviews and as other places for reviews.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Facebook, cool. Sure. Nice.
You can leave a review there, but don't leave a bad one.
Yeah, please.
Somebody left a bad one.
Why?
During the quarantine.
What's the problem?
I don't know. It was some name that doesn't even really exist. I don't know who it was.
Well, we might be going into a deep, dark winter like we were last year, let's just make the most of what we got now and enjoy our beautiful, sultry voices for the rest of eternity.
Well, you're just looking forward to another shutdown because then you know that I'm all podcast.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm not... No, forget it.
Forget it.
cut that out. So, yeah. Also, make sure you guys check out the podcast. You can email tothedeathpodcast@gmail.com. Check out all of our social media, including YouTube at To The Death Podcast. Make sure that you subscribe, like, follow, all of that stuff, including YouTube and Twitter. Soon to come, TikTok, if Ed can ever get his wife to do anything she says she's going
to
do.
I need to make the videos first. It's not her fault. I have not made any content. Okay. I'm going to make content. All right. Just like we got to make content one day.
One day we will do some gi reviews. The gis have been here for 6 months. By the time we do the review, that gi is no longer going to be available.
I didn't even think about that.
I've been thinking about that the whole time that you're not showing up.
All right, after this episode, we're going to hammer out a date. Also, we have the recordings of a couple matches that we still haven't put out yet.
I know. I thought we were waiting to do more.
All right, when are we going to do that too?
Wednesday. Coming on Wednesday?
I'm coming on Wednesday.
All right, let's see who else is here. Matt will be here. Maybe John Stanley will be here, and we can get Matt, John Stanley, Jess.
Yes. I wish I could have had John Stanley and Jess today. They had a great roll back and forth.
I'm telling you, he is really becoming a beast.
Yeah.
Love it. He taps my brother.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Good.
Fantastic. Good for you, John Stanley. Keep it up. So that's all she wrote for this episode, guys. We hope you enjoyed. Make sure you check out all of our social media. Follow everything. Follow Core. Follow Sweaty Eddie.
Who else? What about our sponsor from the beginning? We can mention him again.
Follow. Oh, him. He gets two mentions. I get one mention.
Just a mention. He doesn't get the whole readout.
Follow Dr. David Swoboda and Ground Game Physio.
Yeah, at D Swoboda.
At D Swoboda on Instagrammy and Ground Game Physio on Facebooky.
Very good job, Dave. I love you.
That's so gross. And I just realized somehow in the process of clicking my phone over from play to going through the Bluetooth, I never heard I love you in the beginning of the beginning. Podcast.
I was wondering why you never said anything.
I just heard it on Friday. I'm like, this son of a gun.
You whispered it, so I amplified it. Like,
oh, is that what you did?
Yeah, extra
amplified. Extra work to get that in there. Well, Ed, make sure you keep this in. I hate you.
Idiot.
I hate you. You know what that button is?
The clapping, right?
It's laughter.
Laugh. Perfect.
All right. I hope you guys enjoy. Enjoyed. You guys just got done. This is To The Death Podcast.
Episode 31.
Idiot.